Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm glad that you're here. I hope you're being well. I hope you are well this Friday night into Saturday morning. I'm just trying to pull you up closer to Sunday. I'm trying to get you closer to the AFC Championship game, the NFC Championship game. I'm trying to get you all set, man. It should be a damn good Sunday. Maybe a better Sunday of football than the actual Super Bowl. Two good games. Two close ones. I've been hanging out here with you since 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm here every single weeknight, this same time, Monday through Friday. If you missed a minute or a second of the show, it's real simple. You can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can take CBS Sports with you anywhere, any time of the day, any place, really. Thank you to everyone listening on our many affiliates all over North America. We got folks listening in Edmonton to Miami, Miami to the Bay, the Bay to Honolulu, Honolulu to Michigan, Michigan to right here with me in Atlanta, Georgia. What's up, everybody in Atlanta listening on 92.9 The Game? Shout-outs to everybody up in New York, where super producer and host Dave Shepard is based. So wherever you're at, wherever you're doing, I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you have a great start to your weekend. As I mentioned, the big news, NFC Championship game, AFC Championship game, just waiting on the Bengals, waiting on the Chiefs, waiting on the 49ers, waiting on the Eagles. I expect these to be two good games, two close games. We know about all of the storylines. We've discussed them. And we've had some fun callers tonight. Shep, is there a particular call that stands out to you? We've heard about Miss Theodora, right? And she talked about Patrick Mahomes being a wounded animal in the jungle. We had Joe from Florida. I believe he was a goat farmer. Someone called from like their bathtub, it felt like. And then did I miss anything? Oh, the last gentleman was doing DoorDash, right?
Yeah. And he was unfortunately didn't understand the concept of a break because clearly the back time music was being played and he was still trying to get in his analysis. So yeah,
I had to tell him we were going to commercial.
Yeah.
I would have spoke to him some more, but do you have a favorite caller?
You cannot go against Miss Theodoro if nothing else, because she does a great call and then doesn't like call the station in 2 years and then calls back in one of the biggest sports nights of all and then gives a guarantee at that. So very definitive, Miss Theodoro, and call back more often, please.
Yeah, she says, hey, I ain't called you in 2 years. I'm like, well, that's been a minute, lady, but thank you. Not lady, Miss Theodoro, that's been a minute.
Yes. And then you had a couple people. And then the guy from Atlanta, we know his name is JR, allegedly.
Well, no, from Virginia.
Oh, that's right, from Virginia. Excuse me.
The Mandingo Warrior?
And then he goes.
Oh, my God.
And you had to correct him. I think he goes, the lady. And you go, no. That's not the lady to you. That's Miss Theodoro. So get it right.
Yeah, she got a name.
Yes.
You don't talk about a woman and be like, that lady? Where's your man is at?
Right.
Call her by her name. Miss Theodora. I'm pretty sure maybe she went by some other things years ago, but she's Miss Theodora now.
Sure. And And JR, and I do want to apologize, but for bringing this up, but I will say, and I know you're well aware of this, it's good to laugh at this particular moment because of what has transpired today with what we saw. The footage, unfortunately, going on in Memphis is just horrible. So to have a show where you can laugh and enjoy football conversation, it's needed more than ever today. So I just want to say thank you for that.
Oh, listen, man. The last thing I want to necessarily do, especially you got people getting their asses whooped, just police brutality. It's a terrible thing. And so, yeah, that wasn't a fun thing to sit down and watch this evening before the show. And just trying to bring a little bit of levity to the situation and have some fun. Yeah, we got a lot of terrible things that go on in the world in general. And we just got evil people. It don't matter if you throw on a suit, a tie, a badge, a uniform, you walking around in a t-shirt and some jeans, some shorts, a ball. Hey, we got some evil-ass people out here. So all the good folks out there, regardless of who you are, what you do, much love to you. Just trying to have some fun through, unfortunately, what at times or some bad times. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm trying to figure out, and it's a tie because the games are so damn close on Sunday. I don't know which one I want to see more. I actually, these are teams that are easy to root for. I don't think the Kansas City Chiefs have stepped into the place of here we go again. I don't think they're in the Patriots' place from a few years ago. Yeah, five consecutive AFC championship games. They might be the big bad wolf in the situation. Here they are. But Patrick Mahomes is actually, he's likable. I know people may not like his brother on social media being an ass clown at times, but Mahomes is likable. He's running around. He's saying his ankle is better. High ankle sprain, what that means, I don't know. Could take one hit and he'd be limping around. But don't take my word for it. This is what Mahomes had to say.
Obviously, it's things you got to work through here and there. But overall, probably better than I expected, being able to go out there and throw the football around and get the reps in that I needed to get in.
Joe Burrow is easy to root for, too. Underdog. Who doesn't want to root for the underdog? The Bengals are the underdog. It doesn't matter if they beat these Chiefs and went to the Super Bowl last year. People are like, nah, man, y'all are here again? Yeah, they are. And even though they're the underdogs, Joe Burrow, he's like, man, the Chiefs are still the team to beat.
We know what team we're playing, team that's been to this game the last five seasons, and they've all been in that stadium. So to me, they're still the team to beat.
Andy Reid, the consummate professional. Always saying the right thing. He gave credit to the Bengals. He's like, their defense ain't nothing to play with.
They have a pretty healthy amount of defensive things that they've done throughout the year. And I'm sure they'll have a wrinkle here or there for us coming into this one.
Yeah. Like a sprained ankle. 855-212-4CBS. Josh is here from North Carolina. What's up, Josh?
How you doing today, Art?
I'm good, man. What's up?
I just want to say, it really doesn't matter. You got to root for all four of the quarterbacks. You just got to think about, look at the paychecks they're going to be getting, you know.
What?
When their time comes. Because there's three out of the four on their rookie contract. But I got to see, if I had to pick two teams, I would say Philly and Cincinnati.
Philly and Cincinnati. So the Philadelphia Eagles went at home against the Niners, and the Cincinnati Bengals, or Joe Burrow, goes 4-0 against Patrick Mahomes. Okay.
Yeah.
Reasonable.
I appreciate you taking the call.
Well, thank you, Josh, for calling from North Carolina. Josh has the Eagles. I got the Eagles at home by a field goal, barely. It'll come down to some ridiculous turnover, fumble, interception. It's going to be one of those games. I'm not one of these folks who sits around and goes, I have a feeling it's going to happen. But they're equally matched, I feel. It's going to be tough. Not going to be easy out here. Crowd is going to be going nuts. And defense, people talk about the Niners defense. The Eagles, it's like a firing squad when you think about how all the linemen just get to the QB. They did it almost at a historic rate this year. Kyle Shanahan said the Eagles defense, they pretty damn good too, not just like ours.
You try to put guys in position to beat their players, and they got pretty good players too. And on top of it, when you have a real good pass rush with good back end with all seven of those guys, it just combines for making everything more difficult.
Yeah. Jalen Hurts. Bosa going to be all up in his grill. He don't want to see their defense either.
I mean, they have a couple different all-pro players on their team. You know, we all know they have a really good defense. They're very active up front. He leads a great linebacker group, and their DBs are making plays all over the field. So we have to be accountable for all of them.
Oh, yeah. Ufanga going to be out there trying to light them up, snatch stuff out the air. Oh, it's legitimate. 855-212-4CBS. Adam is calling from Milwaukee.
Hello?
Yeah, hello to you. What's up?
Yeah, not too long ago, you were talking about the Bengals being a good team, and you said you don't win 10 games by accident. Well, the Vikings won 13 games. Not 10, 13 games.
I didn't say that.
No, I'm just wait.
No, so, it's not just wait. I didn't. What you just said, I did not say.
No, I'm not. I'm making a statement. You said
your statement is inaccurate based off. You're making a statement based off of something I did not say. Let me correct you. Let me help you out here. I said you don't win 10 straight games by accident. I know the Minnesota Vikings won 13 games. They did not win 13 of those games consecutively. And along the way, while winning 13 games, their defense was shoddy. Their defense would say, hey, here's 30 points. How about we barely beat you or come back? So continue on with your point, knowing now you know what I said.
Okay. So whatever. They won maybe 9, 10 games consecutively.
Oh, okay. Whatever. Okay. Go ahead.
Whatever. So.
Yeah, whatever.
That's, on a divisional game, you said the Vikings are a horrible team. Well, that's just contradicting your statement. That you
what?
Just said that corner. You're contradicting yourself.
What did I contradict? Help me out here,
you just
Adam.
Said you just said you don't win 10 straight games. You must be a good team. Talking about the Bengals. Well, obviously, you said on a divisional game, the Vikings are a bad team. I said that. I hear you saying
I didn't
the Vikings
say
are
any.
Bad
who team. Said the Vikings? Whoa.
You said who the Vikings said,
are
bad.
Are you able to stop? Don't talk.
No, because it's
no, habla. No. Stop talking.
No.
No, you are stopping talking. You don't understand. No one can hear you. I said the Vikings were a bad team. What are you talking? No one can hear you. I hope you're not talking. I hope you're listening. Let's try this again, Adam. Adam is here from Milwaukee. I bet you he's going to be talking.
Hello?
What?
I'm listening to you.
Okay, thank you for listening to me. You didn't listen to me the first two times I said a few things. I did not say the Vikings were a bad team. I
That's
said the Vikings.
You said
you're
that.
Not listening. Stop talking. This is your problem, Adam. Are you married?
My problem is you because you're.
Oh my God! Your problem is you don't listen, man. Whoever lives with you, probably nobody is in for it. Damn. Oh my God. You okay, Shep?
When did you say at any point tonight? That the Vikings were bad. When did you say this week that the Vikings? We get that they lost to the Giants. They their record was a tad better than what actuality transpired on the field. I think that's all you said about the Vikings. That's it.
Well, I knew that was a lost cause from when he told me. You said Bengals won 10 games, and, well, Minnesota won 13. I said, I never said that.
You said 10 in a row.
You said, no, listen to what I said. I didn't say, you said 10. I know I didn't. I knew we were a lost cause there because he was going to take me back to, I don't know, kindergarten or first grade. And I guess his ultimate point, thank you for bringing me to elementary school. Come on, everybody, get prepared. Listen to this. Is everybody ready? If you have a child in a car, and maybe you do, this is going to be one great lesson. 13 is greater than 10. Yes. I know that's difficult for everybody to understand, but Adam from Milwaukee wants us all to know 13 is greater than 10. I'm going to show you how much math that I know. I'm going to say it in a different way. Are you ready? Prepare yourselves. 10 is less than 13. Shep, did you know that?
Yes, I'm aware. The best part of that call was, JR, you're my problem. Oh, jeez.
No, math and listening is his problem.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, damn. No, not even math. Listening. Because he knew 13 was greater than 10, but he doesn't know how to be quiet. He doesn't know how to listen. Damn, I really do. I feel bad for anybody who has to interact with that man on a daily basis.
So for full transparency, JR, like, he's blocked, and you're well aware of that.
Whoa, he is?
Yeah. So,
him? What's his name?
It's Adam from from Milwaukee. But no, but JR. But the thing is,
I didn't know that. I didn't know he was blocked.
But the thing
is, why is he blocked? He's a jerk.
No. The thing is, but I'm not going to mention their names because we love them on this show, and you go back and forth with them all the time. There's a lot of callers that are blocked from calling the station. You are probably one of two hosts that disregards that, that takes into account that a caller might have had a bad day with another host, and that shouldn't impact their ability to call us. But Adam, unfortunately, there's a reason why you were blocked, and you have to take that to heart.
Oh, my God. Wait, he was blocked before he got here?
Yeah, so in other words, like, he's blocked from calling. He did something. It wasn't on our show, but he did something that got him blocked. But, JR, if I told you off the air, certain callers that call the show that we love, by the way, we love when they call the JR Sport Brief, and they're great callers and great fans and great friends of the show, and they're blocked. If I told you some of their names, you'd be shocked.
Oh, I know who some of these people
are. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. But Adam is blocked for a reason, though. He can call back. That JR, is that the right?
Do we want him to call back?
Yeah, I believe in Adam. He's just got to do a better job of not personalizing it so much against you. But he came out with heat from the beginning, and it wasn't going to go well.
No, it would have made sense if he
was right.
He actually responded to something that I said.
Correct.
Like, one thing I'm never going to – I don't care what anyone says. If you have a great opinion, share it. I don't care if you agree or disagree. I want to hear, and I'm going to give you a point. But if you come out of the box and you are responding to something and telling me you said this, I'm not going to let you go on for 2 minutes making a point about something I did not say. That is a complete waste of time.
And he goes, no, JR, wait.
I don't know. What do I know? I have the memory of a gnat, of a goldfish. I don't remember what I said 5 minutes ago.
You have the memory of an elephant. Don't try to even play that.
No. I'm saying this guy, if I got to listen to him, I don't know what I said.
Gotcha.
Here, let's try to talk to someone who might be a little bit more coherent. Let's go to Brad in Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Brad?
Hey, JR, how are you doing? Thank you very much for taking my call. I'm not so sure I'll be as coherent as your previous caller, but I'll try.
Okay.
I do have to agree with you about this weekend's football. It's going to be a fantastic weekend. I like Philly. I think Jalen Hurts has really stepped up his play this year, and it's been great to watch. It's been really, it really has been. But my pick for the not only for the AFC Championship but for the Super Bowl is going to be Cincinnati. As much as I hate to admit that, because I'm a Ravens fan. They looked really good against Buffalo. They really did. Even with the injuries to their offensive line, they looked fantastic. So I have to go with that.
Yeah, so. I hear you. I'm thinking that it might catch up with them. We'll see. It'll be another fun one. This will, I believe, the Bengals and the Chiefs will have more offense in this game than we will have in the NFC. So this should be an exciting game in a different type of way, I think.
Yeah, I have to agree with that because I think San Francisco has two players that are having some issues with injuries, and that's Christian McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel. I think they're both.
Calf and leg, I think.
Yeah, they'll play.
Oh, yeah, they'll play. Christian McCaffrey was out there the other day during the game. He's stretching his leg out. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, they'll play. I mean, you know, that's but I agree with you. It's going to be a great weekend. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you, Brad, for calling from Baltimore. Great call. Mike is from Ohio. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going, man?
It's going well, man. What's up?
So, real quick, as a current police officer, what I saw today, sick to my stomach. Absolutely sick to my stomach. But on another note, great football weekend this weekend. I got the 49ers given the Eagles some problems on their offensive side, like the Washington Commanders did when they beat the Eagles. Mm. But I do have a question for you.
Sure.
No matter what happens with the 49ers, Super Bowl or not, what do you think they're going to do with their quarterback situation?
Oh, man. What do the – you said even if they win?
Correct. Because they brought Trey Lance in for a reason.
Yeah.
Had all this hype about him. Well, he got
broke
hurt.
His ankle.
Do they give,
yeah.
Yep. Do they give him another opportunity? Do they stick with Brock Purdy? What do they do with Jimmy G? It's just going to be an interesting scenario, I think.
What do the Niners do at quarterback? Well, Mike, first of all, thank you for being a good cop out there, which I hope you are. Thank you very
much. Absolutely. Thank you.
You be safe. You be cool. What I'm going to do, Mike, is I'm going to answer that on the other side of the break. Deal?
Deal.
All right. Shout outs to my main man, Mike, holding it down in Ohio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Like I said, we're going to take a break, and when we come back on the other side, I'm going to get some more of your calls, and I'll talk to you about Purdy. Win, lose, there will not be a draw. What happens? What do the 49ers do into the future, especially if Purdy is still their QB? 855-212-4CBS. I'll answer that on the other side and get to your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Mahomes and his leg is healthy, so he says. The Bengals' offensive line is banged up. We'll see what happens. Eric,
yeah,
go make your money, okay?
That's what the...
hey, Eric, I got to go to commercial.
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you. Get your money. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, a big shout out to everybody out there. Uber Eats, DoorDash. I'm missing. There's like a million of them now. I don't know how many there are. And Shep, you were 100% correct. That idiot delivering McDonald's, he was a prankster. He had a microphone on him and everything at the Duquesne game the other day.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
But that's bad. That's how security is. The man could walk right onto the court with a bag of McDonald's. I wish I'm not going to say that. That's not nice of me to say. I wish he didn't make his way onto the court. That's what I'll say. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Before we went to break, we took a call. And the gentleman pretty much said, I think it was Mike from Ohio. My apologies if your name isn't Mike, but I think that's what it was. And he asked me, he said, JR, what happens? What do you think happens to Brock Purdy at the end of the year? What is the 49ers' future at quarterback, even if Brock Purdy wins the Super Bowl? Well, if Brock Purdy wins the Super Bowl, I think you have no choice but to bring him back. You want to talk about cost control? Cost control. Brock Purdy, must I remind everybody, he was selected last. He costs basically nothing. He's on a 4-year deal, about $3 million. He costs nothing. if Brock Purdy goes to the Super Bowl for the 49ers, and let's say he opposes Patrick Mahomes, and Patrick Mahomes is basically playing on a discount, didn't seem like it at the time, you got one guy making basically a mil here over the next several years versus a dude who's making 40 to 45 mil. And then you got Trey Lance. Trey Lance, he's the third pick taken in the 2021 draft. He's on a contract guaranteed $34 million over 4 years. Broke his ankle at the beginning of the season. If you have to think about just from a cost perspective, you've seen what Purdy can do. And I would assume that he can continue this on. I don't think you play the way he's done just because it's a fluke. Kyle Shanahan has done an excellent job with Brock Purdy in the system. But you don't perform this way unless you have plenty of talent. Why he was taken last in the draft, hey, I don't know. I do know this. Sometimes all it takes is an opportunity for people to show what they can do. And so if I'm the 49ers, yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be a free agent. Let Jimmy Garoppolo go elsewhere. Let Jimmy Garoppolo go somewhere. He ain't going to be there no more this year. They didn't want him around this year. They couldn't trade the guy because of his shoulder surgery. It worked out for him or them for a short amount of time in the middle of the season. So Jimmy Garoppolo will be gone. And Trey Lance, I would try to trade him. There's going to be some teams out there that want a quarterback. Not everybody is going to end up with Derek Carr or Aaron Rodgers if he should decide to be traded. There's going to be some teams that might want to take a chance on Trey Lance. And so for the 49ers, they might want to get back some of the draft capital. Why not? Bring in a veteran to work with Purdy or behind Purdy just in case he hits the skids. But I believe Purdy will be the quarterback for next season. It makes sense from a team perspective. It makes sense from a financial perspective to be able to bring in additional talent, to try to turn Trey Lance into additional picks. You want to talk about cost effective? Purdy costs nothing. And if you win a Super Bowl, man, that'd be the greatest deal that anybody's ever seen. So I think Purdy, he's the dude. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. AP calling from North Carolina. What's up, AP?
Hey, sir. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, sir. How you doing?
Hey, Shep. How you doing, sir?
Doing well, AP. Thank you for asking.
Oh, man. Hey, you guys are like the best therapist anybody can have, and you guys are for free. You know, all we got to do is just tune in and just listen to you guys and just listen. And I promise I won't take up 5 minutes and 53 seconds of your time, guys, but I really thank you guys for your service. I congratulate y'all on the hard work that y'all do. I really appreciate it. And I just got one question for Shep, JR, if you don't mind, and then you can rebuttal. From Shep. And the question, Shep, being that I'm a Carolinian, do you think, you know, well, first and foremost, I'm not throwing the race card out there when it comes to the Panthers, but do you think that David Tepper just made a very bad decision, or do you agree with the decision? And I will listen off air. Thank you guys so much.
Okay, AP. Hey, Shep. Well, AP, you still there?
Yes, sir.
What? Why did you bring up race? I know I'm confused. Help me out.
No, sir. The thing is, when that decision came out about Steve Wilks getting fired, you know, a lot of people on Facebook and Twitter and whatnot was saying, you know, it was the race card thing, race card. Okay. And me, just personally, being a fan, like, I've been a fan since 96. And me, personally, I don't think it's a race card issue. I think it was just a bad decision, period.
Okay. All right. Well, Shep, go on ahead, man. Thank you, AP.
Well, I mean, Jared. Yeah, I mean, AP, and thank you for the question. I mean, I would say, look, if you talk about Matt Rhule, he got more money than I will ever see in my lifetime in one contract.
And $72 million and I went to college.
Yeah. And JR, right. He went 1-4. Steve Wilks, with Anderson out of the picture, went 6-6. He deserved a second shot. There's no denying that. JR, can I say it's a racist shoe? That might be taking it a little bit too far. I don't know if I would read too much into that, but there is no denying, JR, that the players bought in to what it was that their coach, their new one, obviously, as Steve Wilks was selling. And to me, he deserves another opportunity. It is a shame that it doesn't seem like the writing is on the wall for him to ever be a head coach in the NFL again.
Yeah, he got a crap deal with the Arizona Cardinals and having Rosen out there. I think they won 3 games that season. And then here, as you mentioned, he just went 6-6. Do we know? And this isn't news. This is just a matter of fact. We know that the NFL, when it comes to hiring practices of African Americans, is crap. We know that. The NFL has said it. The coaches have said it. The players have said it. Anyone with any common sense would know and understand this. It's factual. I'm not going to say that specifically played a role here in him not getting the job. Could it have? Yeah. Do I think David Tupper said, oh, he's a black guy, I don't want him here? No, that's absolutely not. He wanted to go for someone who has more experience in Frank Reich. He wants to go for someone who's had more success. That's Frank Reich. And it's not fair. It's not. But David Tupper owns the team. He can do what the hell he wants. And he wanted to bring in Frank Reich. Does Steve Wilks deserve another chance or opportunity? Sure, yeah. But if you want to go by resumes, no matter how you feel about Frank Reich or how things ended with the Indianapolis Colts or how he got a job or how he didn't get one, he is a more sure of a bet. And I think that is separate than looking at the coaching issue or the lack of people of color who happen to be coaches. That is a massive problem. No one can deny that, but I'm not necessarily going to rubber stamp this situation. If anything, it's a reminder, but I don't think it's a hard draw in the sand that Steve Wilks didn't get his shot and his opportunity. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's get some more of your calls before we roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. You have a great show. I listen to you on my midnight shift every night.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. This is the part that stinks about the NFL season. We've narrowed it down to 4 teams. By the time we get to Sunday night, the Super Bowl will be set. We'll move on to that ridiculous Pro Bowl games, flag football, kick-tack-toe. Yes, kick-tack-toe. This will be great if you're in the prime viewing audience of Nickelodeon. And I don't even, I don't even think Nickelodeon has an audience. I don't see no kids sitting down watching Nickelodeon. Kids are sitting around on YouTube. I ain't watching no damn Nickelodeon. Hey, Shep, think fast. What comes on Nickelodeon right now?
I would say Keenan and Kel. I know that doesn't exist anymore. I have no idea.
I don't know what's on Nickelodeon either.
Right.
What's on Cartoon Network?
I would have no idea. Not Tom and Jerry anymore.
Tom and Jerry, Dexter's Laboratory. You know, I wouldn't know, and I guess I'd have to go into the HBO app. I don't know where I could watch Looney Tunes. I don't even know that. It's sad.
Can I give you a classless answer?
Where can I watch Looney Tunes?
No, when you asked me what's on Nickelodeon.
Nick at Night?
I would just say one of Nick Cannon's kids.
I don't get it.
Well,
he probably has like 10 kids at this point.
So he just dumps them onto Nickelodeon.
He's got more kids than anyone I've ever met and heard of. So
he has a basketball team.
He has an NBA team. He's got a college team. He's got a G League affiliate. He's got a high school basketball team. He's got just about everything.
Mariah Carey is one of his kids' mothers. The first kids was with Mariah. She had twins. Damn. How about that? I wonder if Mariah Carey feels special with all of the mothers. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. My point is, enjoy the games, folks. Because by the time we get to the Pro Bowl and then the Super Bowl, the season is over. And the Super Bowl is always a crapshoot. It could be a blowout. It could be a good game. Oh, my God. The Rams and Patriots. Oh, my God. We've seen some boring games. Hopefully, they ain't boring. 855-212-4CBS. So who do we have here? Lee from San Diego. What's up, Lee?
Hey, JR. Hey. I'm enjoying the show tonight. Have you ever considered being a stand-up comedian?
No, I don't have. I don't have no. No, I'm good at being an ass. Hour. I'm not good at telling jokes.
I mean, you started off with a goat farmer, and then something about a Mandingo warrior, and then the dude in the bathtub. And I had tears in my eyes, bro.
Hey, those are my callers, man. I just react and respond. So no, if you want to book me for a gig, by all means, I'll take the job though.
And real quick, I have the Bengals beating the Eagles in the Super Bowl 27-23. What do you think about that?
You gave us a score for the Super Bowl already? That was quick. He hung up. That was quick. I'm not prepared to go that far, man. We got here. Jack is calling from Toronto, Canada. What's up, Jack? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, listen, JR. I love the show. Love the energy. You know, I'm a fan over in the up north there in Toronto. But listen, I got Joe Burrow all day. He's about to go 4-0 against Patrick Mahomes. He's going to leave that defense in the dust. They're talking that smack, talking that crazy stuff. Yeah, okay, we get it. This and that. Jamar Chase is going to probably have 200 yards on him. Listen, last thing I want to say to you is, you don't need to talk about it, but I just want to float this in your head. I think that Trey Lance would flourish with the Raiders if they don't end up getting Tommy B. So let's go for Trey Lance to the Raiders. You know, let him have that. Let him start his career over there, and you know they'll get that franchise quarterback they need.
It is the Raiders. It is the Raiders. Thank you, Jack, for calling from Toronto. It is the Raiders, man. We don't know what to expect from them. I know Josh McDaniels he's probably saying a prayer right now that Tom Brady decides to come on over. And don't ask Tom Brady about his future. He won't be happy about it. Who's this? James from Baltimore, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, see, Shep, he's at the club. Him, James, he's at the club. You hear that, Shep?
Yeah, that's not Rick James, is it?
It's not Rick James. It's some guy named James. He at the club.
No, I understand that. Is he listening to Rick James?
Let's hear. Let's try to listen. Well, I don't know what that. Let's. He might be listening to Skinamax. I don't want to listen to him. Jermone is here from Portland. What's up, Jermone?
Hey, JR, what's good, man?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I called last night. I don't know if you remember. I had a pretty bad take on the Aaron Rodgers thing, so I'm going to redeem myself here.
Okay. Well, Portland has some they got some good recreational things, so let's see.
They do, but I'm not from Portland. I just live out here.
That don't matter. You there?
I'm here, but I'm going to tell you what. I'm here. I got 2 points.
Uh-oh.
I'm from Cleveland, huge Browns fan, and I love Joe Burrow. That's why it pains me. Dude's got ice in his veins, and I think he's going to do it this weekend. And I love him for that. And I, you know, it's hard to not root for him. But I also love Deshaun, and I'm hopeful. But second
You love Deshaun Watson?
I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me retract that. Okay? I'll never forget when we got him. I loved the Deshaun Watson,
I don't.
I loved getting him, acquiring him.
Okay. You like his talent.
I was hopeful.
You like his football talent.
Yes, I'm sorry. Okay. Yes. You know, it was a big splash move. We don't get that much besides LeBron and Cleveland. You know what I mean? So
how long you been out in Portland, Jermone?
9 years.
Oh man. You. I was just in Portland last month. You having a good old time out there, right?
Yeah, you could say that. There's some.
Yeah, I know. I could tell.
Yeah.
What you doing for the weekend?
I'm just hanging, man. Just, you know, I'm a hardworking dude, so I'm going to watch football. You know, I'm going to just be envious of every other successful sports franchise, you know?
Oh, okay. All right, Jermone,
real quick, take it easy,
okay?
Hold on real quick. Can I make one more point?
I want to get one more guy in here. I got to leave.
All right. I'll let you go, JR. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you. I'm making you leave. Charles is here from Baltimore. Go ahead quickly.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.